Hello and welcome to the About Clay podcast. My name is Henny and I'm here today with Pia and ceramicist Fausto Salvi. Now, Fausto, could you tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do?
Yeah. So I am a ceramicist. I am a ceramic artist. I discovered ceramic after a few years doing something else. I mean, it has been pretty surprising to me because I did a few different works before, jobs in terms of job, and then suddenly I discovered ceramic. So before I did the art school in Brescia, in my town, where I have a studio now. And then I did something else for a few years. And suddenly I discovered the clay as a material. And I felt in love since the beginning. And this year will be the 30th year that I am a ceramicist. So in the beginning, I discovered it in Faenza, which is very important as a ceramic city in Italy. It's the most important, let's say. That's why Faience is coming from Faenza, that little town, let's say. And I discovered that, and I lived there for 10 years, so I met many different people from all over the world, and some of them are still meeting. I still in contact now. As an example, when I did the presentation in Fiskars during the opening days, one of my best friends, we were in the same class, and we were living together like 25 years ago. He came with the family to see me in the presentation. We had a dinner together. It was very nice. But also when I go to Japan, to Korea, to South America, I met many people that I used to meet when I was students in Faenza. We were gathering every day doing parties or whatever. So it was a very nice period. Anyway, since then I only did my work. So I never did a first job, let's say, for money. That is pretty usual. And the second, or the opposite, as you like. But generally, ceramicists, they do another job because of the money issues. So since the beginning, I tried as much as possible to do only my work, and I'm still doing it, not without big problems, I have to say, but I succeed, I believe. And when I talking about this generally in the ceramic environment, mainly most of the people are very surprised, because actually it's very hard to live only, to make a living only by ceramic art. But yeah, I wanted to do it this way because I worked before in other works, in other job, and I know that if you are doing, so at least for me, I felt it as a really dangerous way to do my work, because everybody knows that without money it can be very hard to live. And if you get used to get money from your first work job, to do the second one, it will be a bit more complicated. So I tried since the beginning to do only art ceramic, and I'm still doing it. So I think this can be my best portrait.
Yeah, that sounds great. And now you've exhibited all over the world, and you have a piece here in Fiskars as well, one of the largest pieces actually in the museum. So could you describe the work for us?
Yeah, that work I made a big work for the About Clay exhibition, because when I was chatting or sending to each other emails to Erna, the curator, she wanted, since the beginning, big works, because she said about the big space. So, and when I saw the pictures, I realized that it will be possible to show something big. So that piece, as an example, in particular, I saw only totally mounted only in Fiskars, because my studio now has a ceiling lower than that piece. So I glazed it, I finished it, and when I saw it in one shot, it was in Fiskars for the first time. So because when I made it, I used to have another studio 2 years ago. I made it in clay, and the ceiling was higher. So, and if I should have a higher ceiling, I could do bigger pieces, because I like to do big works, because it's not so common to see big ceramic sculptures or works. So I like to work in big scale. And when Erna said, okay, we want some big works, so I said, okay, I'm going to finish this. And I made also the group behind it on the wall, because they were together. And so the title is White Magic Tree, because together the big work, the cylinder, let's say, the trunk of this tree, and the group behind on the wall, they work together. And it's supposed to make some like environment like a bit magic, something like this.
So the White Magic Tree is part of a series.
Yeah, actually, this piece is one of the last pieces I made, connected with one theme. What I started, I don't know exactly how to pronounce the theme. One work was about experimental vegetables. One work I always mean a group of works, because when I say I make unique pieces, yes, it's true, but they are always in among a group of pieces. So when I do hydraulic pieces, it's not only one, but it's a group of pieces, which I keep working for years, maybe. Like in this, as an example, the White Magic Tree, I started experimental vegetal works many years ago, and I'm still working on it, because I think it's a very important meaning, so which is the experimentation about vegetals. So Monsanto and Bayer, all these works about to make the countryside as much productive as possible, which I don't like at all, because it's about the healthy of ourselves. So we eat something not really good, because it's too contaminated by chemical experimentation. So the title Experimental Vegetals is about all this kind of idea, and I'm still working on this. And that big piece is one of the last pieces I made, which is not the last one. I mean, I'll do it again, I guess. And the internals, because you see the white trunk, which is a trunk of a tree, let's say, cut it with the branches, the cut branches, and from inside there's something shiny, something more alive, or which is somehow pushing from inside to outside, like the life is going on anyway. So something like the idea is something like this.
So this is a critique also.
I don't know, but yeah, maybe, I don't know. But actually, I have to say, when I do my works, I think on the meaning of a work, of course, because art is if you're an artisan, you think mostly in technique. If you're an artist, you think mostly in the meaning of your work. As a ceramic artist, a ceramic artist has to know many very well the technical part, and also to think very very well in the meaning of the work, so, and put all together, which is different. Because as an example, I have a few artists as a friends, not ceramic artists, but contemporary artists, minimal, conceptuals, and in their case, the meaning is maybe 80% of the work, maybe 90%, sometimes 99%. And so the technical part is not that relevant. I mean, you can communicate something really strong only using a glass bottle, let's say. I don't know. In a ceramic art, you have to know some technical, you must have some technical skills that generally you learn with experience. I mean, you can study, but you have to experience a lot. So I believe the big difference in between contemporary art and contemporary ceramic art can be this. So you must know the technical, you must have a technical skill to do this your work, I believe.
So for these pieces, it seems that you are very well connected with the art world in general, but could you maybe tell us more about where you draw your inspiration from?
Well, my inspiration are coming generally from that point, which is the experimentation about vegetals, about our food at the end. Inspiration is coming also from problematic issues about contemporary society, which is the society itself, which is very, come si dice, the contradiction in society, all this sphere of thinking. So I'm coming from, so my works are coming from these thoughts, and that's why you said before that I used to show in many countries in the world, because and this is not happened by chance. I mean, because I like to travel, and I believe that my inspiration are coming from the real life experiences. So if I go 2 months or 6 months in Japan, or as I did as an example in India, or 1.5 year in London, many times in New York and South America, whatever. So you do your work, but you have to face with different attitudes of people, different cities, different weather, different attitudes and traditions and materials also, but talking about clay in specific. So you have to adapt yourself to the place where you go, and you discover some many different, very different and contradictory situation that I suppose enlarge your point of view about everything. So and I work and I used to do exhibition and artist resident and workshop in many places, because first I like to travel and to discover all these differences in between humans, let's say, and you meet a lot of people, a lot of colleagues, which are very always interesting to meet. And as I did in Fiskars, as an example, that week in Fiskars has been a very, very good and strong and positive experience, because I met many ceramicists which I didn't know before in person. I knew their work, but we never shared so much time together. So I had a very nice, but I believe everybody of us, we had a very nice experience, very relaxing experience, very full of positive energy, let's say. So I was very happy when I came back from Fiskars to Italy, very recharged. when you travel, this is my feeling and my reaction to this kind of experiences. So I without the travel or the traveling itself, my work will miss something pretty big. So my work makes sense for me because I love clay and I love ceramic in general, but also I love to travel. So in this work, I put together the two very important issues for me. So perfect so far.
So you have a very long career already behind you. Lots of accomplishments. And we would like to ask you, which accomplishments from the past do you consider the greatest ones?
I don't know. One, let's say, it's a very small, is a sort of detail, if you want. But if I have to remember something that almost shocked me when I saw it. When I was in India, I went to, I had to spend 3 weeks in this university. I had a project to develop with them. They are not ceramic students, they are design students. But in this case, they did something a bit different, like a workshop for themselves. So we did something together. We had a studio, very basic studio in this huge campus in Ahmedabad in Gujarat. So I went for the first time in India in my life. So I went to the university. So I stayed 1 week in Bombay, and when I took the train from Bombay to Ahmedabad, they received me in the station. I don't know if you've never been to India, but India we used to see all around us, it's pretty shocking in the first days because everything looks very messy, very messed up. So anyway,
yes,
I've been stationed in this really messy station because Ahmedabad is a very historically very important industrial city. And there was this group of students with flowers for me, which has been the best welcome I never received in this kind of meeting. Because when I went to Japan, to America, to whatever in Europe, that one was the best one and totally unexpected because the environment was totally the opposite. So that was really, really, I don't know, surprised me and made me very happy. But anyway, part of this, one of the first invitation to a workshop in Korea, it was very, very warm as a feeling for me. So I went there for 2 months, and because I used to have many Korean friends when we were students in Faenza, I had the possibility after the month of workshop in this university to visit more or less all of them, discovering many places in South Korea, and that was really, somehow it changed my life. So these two and a half months alone around in Korea, and I saw the very different place, and it happened many years before the World Football Championships, which are a big difference in between. So before and after the world champion, football, I don't know how to call it. I'm not crazy for football, as you can understand. Yeah. So, I don't know even if how I have to call this. But anyway, because before they weren't used to see many foreigners. After the champion, the World Cup, football World Cup, they made many infrastructure, so many tourists started to come to Korea. Before that moment, when I used to say to my friends, it was in the 1999, so not many years ago. So I used to say, okay, I'm leaving to Korea. Most of them, they didn't know exactly where was Korea. More or less this area of the world. But so, and it was very nice to be one of the weird people, because in that moment, walking around to Seoul, which is a huge city, it was very, very difficult to see another Western people. So, but now, because I came back a few times to Seoul, the last time was in 2014, 2013, it was full of Western shops and Italian food, European food, many foreigners, many tourists, and also the society in these 18 years. So it changed a lot. I mean, I felt a big change. So from 1999 to 2013, which is only 15 years, not that long, but well, anyway, sorry if I talk too much, maybe.
No problem. I believe that we get the impression that travel is a great source of inspiration.
Yes, travel is a great source of inspiration, yes. I wanted to say that.
Now, after all of this traveling and all of these previous accomplishments, is there something you're very eager to start doing in the future? Perhaps... try to develop the way you're working.
Well, I used to work in a few different typologies of ceramics at the same time. As an example, now I'm doing a hydraulica series, which is a series of sort of vases, but they are more sculptural. And also PCB impact. The PCB is about pollution. And in this city, my city, is very touched by this problem. So the PCB series, then I'm doing some wood metalworks, because I like sometimes I use some other materials. So some metalworks, and also I'm doing some works for some commission. So a gallery in London, they wanted some of my pieces, but a bit changed because of to become a bit a design it's going to be a lamp. So they're going to show it in two very important exhibitions in London and Paris, which is in London it already happened, is a masterpiece. And in Paris will happen in October, which is the PAD. They're very important fairs. And they are fairs about the last century art and design. So I'm working in a few different projects at the same time. And I can't, and I'm trying to develop all of them, of course, because I'm always looking for information about what's happening in contemporary ceramic world, in the art world, but also because it's the field where at the end I sold most of my works, which are art and design from the 19th century, so the last century, because my technique, which is maiolica, low firing, and also because I discovered and I learned how to do ceramic in Faenza, which is a very classical and traditional kind of ceramic, I sell mostly in this direction. So this kind of galleries, this gallery is about, let's say, vintage, because they're selling mostly art and design from the last century. I'm working mostly with this gallery, but also with the contemporary ceramic art gallery. So I try to not say follow, because as an example, the last, I call it the trend about contemporary ceramic, is the materialism. There are two materials for my taste. The material now, the melting down of the material, this is the last, as much as I can see in the art exhibition, the ceramic art exhibition, they're mostly about the material itself. But my formazione, my roots are coming from a very traditional way to do ceramic. And when I started to work with the galleries, as an example, Korea, Japan, many years ago, I discovered the difference, the real difference in between low firing and high firing. High firing, of course, the mostly all over the world you can find high firing ceramic works. I'm talking about art. I wanted to keep focus on maiolica, because also when you travel, I'm Italian, so I'm coming to Finland. The image, the first image that you, the people think about you, that you are Italian and you are Fausto Salvi. So, and I wanted to keep using this material, which is very Mediterranean, because maiolica is mostly in the Mediterranean area, and our tradition, our roots are maiolica. I didn't want it to invent myself as a ceramic artist doing a high firing. So I wanted to keep on this field, because I'm Italian and this is an Italian technique. I have to say that I realized not so far ago, because I don't know if I told you now, but this year will be the 30th year of my ceramic career, let's say. I'm going to have a big party in the studio. If you want to come, will be in October. I deeply realized not so far ago, because as an example, I never received any prize. Only one, let's say, only two, let's say one in Korea many years ago. And then you see what was in show, what the works that you, they were in the exhibition behind you, no? So behind you altogether. So, and after many years trying to do exhibiting my works in many contemporary ceramic exhibition competitions, whatever, so you realize that I'm talking about myself, my work is very traditional somehow. I'm using exactly the same technique when I used to paint on my pieces, as an example. It was exactly the same technique that we used to have. I'm talking about Mediterranean people in the Renaissance, in the 500 years ago. So this makes my works very traditional anyway, because even if I draw as I did, because now actually I'm not drawing that much in my pieces. It's mostly forms and glazes and colors. But before the first 15 years, let's say, I used to draw in every of my pieces. And generally, I used to cover by drawing the piece itself in ceramic. So even if you do very like graffiti style works or very contemporary design drawings on your surface, but it's still a very traditional technique. So after many years, I realized that I am a traditional ceramicist who does something more contemporary, but the rules are very traditional. So, and okay, now I'm much more quiet, let's say, because before, if I don't receive any prizes, I say, I don't understand, I was really angry. Now I can predict it and it's fine.
No, but it's been great listening to your story. It's been very interesting.